7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, as we are continuing our philosophical journey, as we can call it, one of the discussions and early discussions that have occurred in contemporary Islamic philosophy, especially during the time of the sage Mullah Sadra, was which of the two concepts has primacy. Again, with the use of English terms, the reality of the actual terminology used in Islamic philosophy does not come or does not made very clear. What we mean here by primacy is which of the two concepts or which of the two has the effect and which one follows from that effect, which is real, which is semi-real, if you like to call it that. And that discussion deals with existence and quiddity. That in the outside or in the objective reality, which of these two fills it? Is objective reality filled with existence or is objective reality filled with quiddity? And it's a question that has been posed from the onset of the Islamic philosophy, but again in a very something ambiguous manner until the discussion at the time of the philosophers Mir Damad and Mullah Sadra came to the fore and to, you know, a particular discussion within the discipline of philosophy. So the book that we would like to introduce is specifically dealing with this subject of existence and quiddity. So please stay tuned for our next segment where we will be introducing this book to our dear listeners.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the title of the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is Existence and Quiddity in Sadrian Philosophy, a unique inquiry into the principality of existence and the unreality of quiddity, its interpretations, arguments, and corollaries. This book was written by Sheikh Ghulam Ridha Fayazi, who is one of the more known philosophers in the holy city of, in the blessed city of Qom. This book again was translated by Shiraz Hussein Agha. And this book is a transcription of the lessons of Sheikh Fayazi, which was done by Dr. Hussein Ali Shaidan Sheed. This book was published in the year 2023 and was published by BookTub, by the Avicenna Institute, Contemporary Introductions to the Islamic Intellectual Sciences series. So anyway, this book, again, a translation of the lectures of Sheikh Fayazi, who, again, as we mentioned, is one of the leading philosophers or well-known philosophers at the moment in the holy city of Qom. In the blessed city of Qom. Again, this book originally written in Persian, which was called Hasti and Chisti, deals with this issue of quiddity and existence and which of the two has primacy. Obviously, according to majority of leading and contemporary philosophers, the concept of existence has primacy, but what does it actually mean for the inquiry to have non-primacy? Is it not real? Is it real? And so on and so forth. There's a very big discussion amongst the philosophers in this regard, which this book obviously then tries to answer. So this book is set up into 5 chapters. Again, obviously understanding that this book requires a person to have some understanding of Islamic philosophy in order to understand it better, and so on and so forth. So for further information about this book, let us hear from the translator of it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Existence and quiddity in Sadrian philosophy is a book which has examined and investigated Mullah Sadra's opinion and views regarding the nature of existence and quiddity, their relation with one another. And also, it has discussed the opponents of his view and has criticized them as well. This book is very significant because it is currently the only book available which has examined this topic in detail, and it's has won many awards. It's a very acclaimed book. And it's for this reason that I chose to translate it and make it available to the English-speaking world.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled Existence and Quiddity in Sadrian Philosophy. It was a transcription of the lectures of Sheikh Ghulam Ridha Fayazi and translated into English by Shiraz Hussein Agha. So we read a bit from the first chapter. Obviously, there's no point reading in the middle because, you know, obviously the middle sections will require a person to understand the previous sections. So chapter 1, the interpretations of the principality of existence. The principality of existence and the unreality of quiddity is the refrain, Bayt al-Ghazal, of Sadrian philosophy. However, if we carefully ponder over the matter, we will find that the followers of this philosophy did not always interpret this idea in the same way. For example, there is a difference of opinion, albeit subtle, regarding what it means to say that existence is principle. Also, there is a significant difference of opinion regarding what it means to say that quiddity is unreal. In any case, various interpretations, tafasir, have appeared, most of which appear to fall under one of 3 interpretations. The difference between these interpretations naturally leads to a difference in the premises, the muqaddimat, of these interpretations. And it is also related to the difference in the manner and degrees of the usage of the arguments for the principality of existence. What is more, it leads to various conclusions and results. In this chapter, it is necessary to separately explain each of these interpretations and to mention each of their premises. However, in order to avoid repetition, we will mention the premises of the second and third interpretation together. So this is basically the book and the discussion of the interpretations and the ideas behind which of the 2 concepts of existence and quiddity have primacy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to truly enable us to understand the only real haqiqah, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to say that these things are not important, they are, because they take us towards the real existence, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on IRIB English Radio.